The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Yeah, I know it's Monday. Hope you had a good weekend, though. It's time, however, though, to get the week started and the news show started. It is the 8th of July, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend, we're getting you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Sound coming from your Chrome. Yeah, sometimes you wonder, where's that coming from? How do I shut it off? Which tab's it coming from? Yeah, these kind of things. Now, pretty soon, it might be a little easier to just shut it off because Google is testing a play button for Chrome's toolbar. Now, of course, living in the toolbar will give easy access to allow users to play or even pause video or music that's playing in a specific tab. The feature is actually called Global Media Controls. And once it goes active for everybody, it will appear next to the URL field and actually will highlight what is playing, even if it's in a different tab. Now, if you're wanting to experience this yourself, you can actually hop on the Canary browser. All you have to do is go to its experiments page, then search for Global Media Controls. Once it pops up in your search results, all you have to do is enable it. As far as the Chrome browser itself, we have no idea when the button's going to be going live there, but more than likely we should be seeing it this year. Well, from Google Chrome, we hop on over to Mozilla. You might have heard Mozilla's kind of working on, shall we say, an Apple News competitor. And after about 3 months of poking around trying to perfect the thing, Mozilla has now finally sent out invites to users so that they can participate in the upcoming beta launch. Now, Mozilla is actually calling this the Firefox ad-free internet. In a sense, what they want to do is give users access to content from their favorite publications, and you won't have to see a single ad while doing it. Now, even though it's ad-free news, no, it's not going to be free. From what we can tell, it's going to set users back $5 a month. But according to Mozilla, they will share your payment directly with the sites that you read. So Mozilla will make a little money and the websites will make a little money. Spreading the love around. As far as the direct competition with Apple, which is Mozilla's ultimate goal, yeah, they're kind of far from that still. Apple News app's actually doing pretty well and has tens of millions of regular users each month. And finally, we're going all the way back to the 1960s today and kind of going to enlighten you with something you may not have known. And it all has to do with those Apollo moon missions. Yes, those brave astronauts went to where no one has went before, and they did it all without a bathroom. Yeah, I bet you didn't know that. There was no bathroom on the Apollo missions. Now, yeah, bathrooms were commonplace later on in space missions, but the first ones, no. So you ask yourself, what the hell did those astronauts do? Well, they peed into a rolled up cuff, or they pooped in bags. Yeah, they rolled those bags up tight and took them right back to Earth with them. Now, just a little tidbit for you. The first space bathroom, it was actually installed in Skylab Space Station, which launched in the early 1970s. The actual first toilet in a U.S. spacecraft didn't show up until the shuttle missions of the 1980s. Yeah, kind of gives a whole new meaning to Houston, we got a problem. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, of course. That's where you can find all of our BTN podcasts over there. You can subscribe to them there, too. They're also available on iTunes as well. Give us a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by easily going to britishtech.slack.com. Come on over. We'd love to have you. The new show will be back at your way tomorrow. Yes, for Tuesday's installment. Getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have a wonderful Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.